Welcome to Masechah Shkalim, Perakei Mishnah Vav, Chapter 5, Mishnah 6. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Lishachos Hoya B'Mikdash. There were two storerooms in the Beis HaMikdash. Achas Lishkas Chashayim, one was called the storeroom of silence. Ve'achas Lishkas Akelim, and one the storeroom of vessels. Lishkas Chashayim, the storeroom of silence, Yirechet, those people that feared sin, Naisin L'Saycha would put money for tzedakah, B'Chashay, quietly, clandestinely. So no one should know who the donor is. And poor good people were able to be sustained quietly. They would take quietly, so they shouldn't be embarrassed. They would get that money for tzedakah. We know that the mitzvah of tzedakah, there's different levels, but one of the highest levels of tzedakah is when the donor doesn't know who the recipient is, and the recipient doesn't know who the donor is. Continues the Mishnah, Lishkas HaKelim, the storeroom of the vessels, call me shu misnadev kli, anyone that donated a vessel to Beis HaMikdash, zorka l'socha, would cast it into that room, v'yachas l'soishim shat yoyim, and once every 30 days, gizbarin, the people in charge of that storage room, poishchenesa, they would open up this room, v'chol kli shamatzu bo tzorech l'berek habayis, manichet oso, and any vessel that they could use for the actual upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, they would keep the ashar and everything else, nimkar mitpeim, they'll be sold for cash, v'les nishas berek habayis, and the money goes to the Berek HaBayis, to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, to help sustain and take care of the Beis HaMikdash. Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Says the Mishnah, Shloisha Asar Shofaros. There were 13 shofaros. A shofar here doesn't mean the horn of a ram. It means these large boxes that were narrow at the top and wide at the bottom, kind of like a shofar, were in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we'll see later on in Mishnah Gibbo what they were used for. And the same thing with most of this Mishnah. We'll see later in the Perek more of what they were used for. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha Asar Shulchanos. There were 13 tables in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlosha Asar Ishtach Havayas. There were 13 times that a person had to bow down and prostrate themselves. Hayu BaMikdash were in the Beis HaMikdash. Shal Beis Rabban Gamliel v'shal Beis Chavanias Kana Kayanim, the home of Rabban Gamliel, the family of Rabban Gamliel, as well as the family of Chavanias Kana Kayanim, Hayu Mishtach V'Rabba Asar. They would bow one additional time. Says the Mishnah of Eichan Oseh, where geographically in the Beis HaMikdash do they do the 14th bowing? Kenegadir ha'etzim, opposite the storeroom for the etzim, for the wood that was used in Mizbeach. Why? What's special about that? She came Mesoras b'yadam me'avoseim. They had a tradition in their house from their fathers, Shesham ha'aron nignaz, that was the space where the aron was hidden. We know that Yoshio ha'melech hid the aron so it shouldn't fall into the hands of the enemy. So their tradition was that it was buried there. Therefore, they added an additional time to bury as they passed the spot where they had a tradition that the Aron, the Ark, was buried. Wishing you a beautiful, successful, amazing upcoming day.